You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Records have made a comeback. Actually, they never quite went away, but they're popular again. Business Insider reports that vinyl records are outselling CDs for the first time since the 1980s. In the first half of the year, U.S. record sales totaled $232 million. So why are people turning to their turntables for music? The documentary Vinyl Nation explores that question. The film looks at the history of records and current culture of vinyl buyers. Directors Kevin Smokler and Christopher Boone went to record stores around the country. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with the filmmakers.
Whose great idea was this?
This is Kevin. I brought the idea to Chris about 2 years ago because we had gone to college together in the 17th century. And the idea was like, okay, records are experiencing a comeback. More importantly is what does it mean? Like, what does it mean spiritually, politically, culturally? What does it say about our relationship to music and to each other?
Well, I'll start with you, Christopher. Do you collect vinyl?
I do, but I got into it later than Kevin. Kevin got into it, I think around 2007, you would say, Kevin. Into it about 2014, but I got into it when my wife actually made the mistake of buying a turntable for us. And that just kind of opened the floodgates. When Kevin brought the idea to me, I was interested in pursuing it because I have a daughter who's now 17. And she started collecting her own records. And I just really thought it was fascinating that young people who have only known music through iTunes and Spotify are now discovering records.
Did she say why she was into records?
Like, it doesn't blow their mind that a phone can just play things back to them at the touch of the screen or button. Like, who cares about that? But actually seeing like a record work and music come out from it, like, that's amazing. But also, you know, they're big and they're beautiful. The artwork is really attractive. And it's a way to show, like, I'm so into this artist or this band that I own the record.
This boom, this interest in records, it was because of Record Day?
Yeah, so Record Store Day started from a meeting down in Baltimore, a conference amongst a bunch of record store owners called Noise in the Basement. And Brian Burkert, who's one of the owners of the Soundgarden in Baltimore, spearheaded that campaign because the idea was, you know, these record stores, as you were mentioning, were closing, and they took a page out of the comic book store, where they're doing like free comic book day. And they're like, is there a way we could do that? And so they thought we could have record store day, but they're like, well, what is going to get people to come to record stores? Like, what's going to make it special? And they realized, you know what, we could make vinyl records something special if we can get maybe some exclusive releases to come out. So they approached a handful of big name artists and said, would you get behind this? And they're like, yeah, because I love record stores and I don't want to see them go away. And Warner Brothers Records got behind it that first year too. So I think there were about like 30 or 35 artists, including Metallica and the Rolling Stones in that first year. And lo and behold, people came out and it was like, yeah, this is a lot of fun. And Record Store Day is the biggest event of the year for record stores. It's bigger than their Black Friday. It is the day where it kind of makes or breaks a record store, essentially, for those that participate. But really, the whole day is about coming out to the record store, seeing friends. And, you know, without that, honestly, I don't know if the comeback of vinyl happens, to be honest. And we might just be sitting in a streaming world right now. So that would be really sad.
Who's part of Vinyl Nation? You know, I was really surprised that, like, there was this idea that it wasn't diverse. I grew up around records. Like, to this day, when my family, we all get together, we put on the record player.
Yeah. So when we started this movie, Chris and I were pretty convinced that this image in popular culture of record people was probably out of date. And we're like, okay, like if that conclusion means anything, everybody we talk to can't be that person. It can't look like the comic book store guy in The Simpsons. And then when we talked to Oliver Wang, who is a great music scholar based in Los Angeles, but who has a long history in the Bay Area, he's like, you know what? It's never been that person, or it's never been only that person. Record people are everybody, and they always have been.
Visually, the film is beautiful. And even, like, there was one scene where the record was melted, and which would suck if that was your record. But even you made that look pretty. talk about the cinematography.
Yeah, we owe a lot to our cinematographer, Sherry Calk. She is amazing. And I'm a process geek. So we shot at 4 different record pressing plants. And for me, that was some of the most fun to get in there and see how records are made.
And the machines were old. You know, there was even just a vintageness to that, to the machines. What was it like witnessing that and watching that?
We understood in a very abstract way that it is factory work. It is industrial work. But there is no other way to make records. You really cannot automate the making of records in a way because the record itself is such a thin, fragile thing. We are not at the point yet where the ecosystem has caught up with the demand. So there are still way, way more people who want records and record labels who want to put them out and music artists who want to press their music on vinyl than there are enough machines and factories to make vinyl.
There's this romanticization of records, but records, they're not perfect. And you talk about that records can be a pain in the bleep.
Yeah, there are so many drawbacks to records, let's be honest. And they're heavy, they're cumbersome, they're easy to break, they're easy to scratch, they warp. It's just all these things about them that make them so great also make them like they can drive you crazy. And then on top of that, from the manufacturing perspective, it's plastic, let's face it. It was really important for us to talk with all the manufacturers about the environmental impact of making records. And it's great to learn that, you know, the excess PVC that gets cut off of records called flash, that all gets recycled, it gets turned into regrind and gets put back into other records.
Last question is, what do you think of the significance of your film? Because I know, too, like, you know, mental health came up in your film as far as how for some people records have been soothing for them, you know. What do you think about the significance of this film now during the pandemic?
That's such a good question. Yes, it is a movie about records, unquestionably. But bigger than that, we hope it is a movie about human connection. And we hope it is about a movie about how records are simply a round black plastic metaphor for the thing we all have in common. You know, music being the universal language is also... it also means we are probably more alike than we are different.
Those were filmmakers Kevin Smokler and Christopher Boone speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. Vinyl Nation is streaming now through November 30th, and proceeds from the streaming help your favorite record stores. Go to our website for all the details, kelw.org.